This week, as you know, I spoke yesterday to the Prime Minister about the crisis in Oakey, the contamination after toxic chemicals have leaked into the water supply, infecting residents and making properties worthless. And of course, now we learn that, like Oakey, Brisbane Airport used the same firefighting foam containing these chemicals, and it's now been established that tributaries that flow directly into the Brisbane River and Moreton Bay have levels of this PFOS and PFOA more than 60 times the maximum exposure limit. Moreton Bay, one of Queensland's most valuable recreational and commercial fishing areas. And these chemicals have been linked to cancer and pregnancy complications. In Oakey, Brad Hudson's irrigation bore contained PFOS at more than 425 times the safe level. He's been diagnosed with testicular cancer, which has been linked to this exposure. Then, of course, we've got this mining company, Link Energy, in Queensland, committed to stand trial on five charges of willfully causing environmental harm at the firm's underground coal gasification plant near Chinchilla. Same story, serious chemical contamination. Let me bring this closer to the kitchen and the bathroom and where the butcher cuts his meat, in medical clinics, where surfaces are wiped down. How do we know what are on these surfaces? Public swimming pools, where you keep your pets, aircraft maintenance, dentistry. All sorts of products are being used in the belief that you're clearing out bacteria, that fungus and parasites are being eliminated. And they call these things disinfectants or multi-purpose cleaners. Everyone listening to me uses them. Every industry uses them. Dentists use them. They're used in childcare facilities, in aged care homes, cleaning surfaces. Well, the young bloke that I've spoken to at length has news for us. And he's invented, and that's the correct word, because he is a young inventor, a provenly safe cleaner, disinfectant, to eliminate cancer-causing chemicals used in all of these places. Now, the emotional thing is to say, oh, well, in aged care facilities, childcare facilities. His company is Earth Echo. The CEO is a young bloke called Jake Tyson. And he's proven that there are harsh, carcinogenic cleaners being used in aged care and childcare facilities, wherever a bench is being wiped. And he's launched this safe disinfectant campaign to get people to ask what chemicals are being used. And he said, it's our right to know, because these chemicals are in the air, they're on bedding, they're on equipment, they're on food preparation surfaces. We are eating these toxins. And he said, I quote, ultimately, I want hospitals and childcare and aged care centres to disclose the chemicals they're using with a safe disinfect sign or a tick of approval, so that people know it is safety that is being kept paramount. He has pioneered the discovery of a safe product. Now, I've seen this tested with me, Earth Echo. I told him to come and see me. And he said, okay, is this a desk cleaner? I said, yes, we have cleaners, they clean the desk. So he has the clean test, and he put it down, and the thing was covered in, my desk was covered in bacteria, on which I was putting my apple and all the rest of it, and my hands, and then I put my hands on what I eat, my mouth and so on. So then he said, well, I'll wipe it with Earth Echo product. And he did, put the same test down. The bacteria and disinfectant are gone. Now, you think what this means for meat processors, supermarket chains? Earth Echo is a package, a product, which can guarantee you it's been approved around the world. And this young bloke's done this on his own. He's on the line. Jake Tyson, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
You're a bit of a star, you are. Now, you've done a lot of this work internationally. You are now certified with the Australian Government's Health and Food Safety Authority and the Therapeutic Goods Administration. Just tell my listeners what you did to my work table.
Yes, well, Alan, I came in, I did a swab and showed you what the bacteria was and how high the readings were. And then once we used Earthico, we did another swab and we showed you with the machine how we brought that down to zero within 30 seconds. And keeping this in mind, completely environmentally friendly and safe to the user. So that's what we're able to do.
And you see, people say, and you've said this, water will kill 99% of the germs, but it's the 1% that we have to worry about. And this is industrial kitchens, hospitals, childcare centres and so on. And you just swabbed my desk, and I saw the numbers climb. You swabbed the door handle on the toilet. The numbers climbed. You wiped down with your product. I call it Earth Echo. How do you pronounce it?
Yeah, Earth Echo is great.
Earth Echo. It's spelt that way, E-A-R-T-H-E-C-C-O. TGA approved, non-toxic, and then bang, nothing. Clean as a whistle. And you've done these tests not just here with me, but all over the world, haven't you?
That's right, Alan, I have. And the first one was in a big food processing plant in the States, where these guys were getting dressed up, the cleaners, in biohazard, stuff that looked like biohazard gear. I'm like, what's going on? And this is where they were cleaning the food and the food processing area that we then eat. It touches, the chemicals touch the food we eat. And I was just blown away. I'm like, this can't be right. Surely this, and they're known linked to cancer. And that's where we set along, got our scientists and chemists to formulate a product that, you know, that works, that will kill all these terrible bacteria without causing these.
You know, and I mean, you've just got a newborn child too, and so you said, I need to know what they're eating, where they're eating it from, that it hasn't been contaminated by cleaning products. I mean, we're all involved with these surfaces, aren't we? And you're saying that mums and families and housewives and house husbands and businesses everywhere, food processing, hospitals, aged care, childcare, wherever these chemicals reside and they can get into food and into bedding and into clothing, you have proven that that bacteria can be removed.
100%. While eliminating bleach and chlorine, which is the most common chemical in the household and in businesses, that's the most common. That's the same agent they used in chemical warfare in World War One.
Absolutely.
We've got to eliminate it.
Right.
It's worse than cigarettes.
See, this is serious stuff. Now, Jake has said, this is Jake Tyson, that 26%, there's been a 26% increase in breast cancer since 1982. And he's quoted, it's the leading cause of death in women, 34, 35. And you quoted Dr. Anna Soto, the breast cancer specialist at Tufts Medical School, who said, I think it's high time to seriously consider environmental chemicals as the most likely cause of this sudden increase in risk. And then, of course, you've got retirees moving into retirement villages to relax and enjoy retirement, and unbeknown to them, the chemicals being used to clean 99% of the facilities are accelerating their death due to chemicals such as bleach. So where then do people, I know you're using a distributor, aren't you, here for your product? Where do people get access to your product? How do they go about it now? They've heard you. What do they do?
Look, we've got a great partner in Bunzl, and that's for, you know, your larger commercial. They can order through Bunzl, who's our great partner. Or if you're at home listening now, you can just go onto earthco.com website and we'll ship you out a pack straight away.
There you are. Away you go. Well done, Jake. Keep in touch.
Thank you, sir.
There you are. This outstanding, this. It's all you do. I call it Earth Echo because it's spelt that way. EARTHECCO.com. Just change your bleaches, change your chemicals, change your disinfectants. There it is, tested worldwide. And the distributor is Bunzl, B-U-N-Z-L, but the easiest way, earth, E-A-R-T-H-E-C-C-O.com.